All right, this is Friday, June 15th, 2012, regular session of Commissioners Court. I want to welcome everyone out. We're going to begin this morning by an invocation by Commissioner Crittenden, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Join me in prayer, please. Lord, we gather here this morning, we'd like to thank you for all the blessings you've bestowed on us, and remember everything that we've received. We are thankful for that. We ask you to be with us in this meeting, to go with us and guide us and help us make the best decisions for the county, for the taxpayer, and to recognize you. And we just ask that you guide us in this meeting. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 on the agenda is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the meeting held on May 31st, 2012.
Make a motion to approve the minutes on May 31st, 2012.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes from May 31, 2012. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Judge, on the payroll changes, I didn't see it. It's not on the agenda this time, and it's not on the changes, but I think we discussed the last time taking the phone from Ms. Whiteside, our secretary, back down to the county extension agent's office, and I believe the court had tabled it until this meeting to remove the salary from Ms. Whiteside at that point in time. I believe it was the action we took the last time, and it's not on here. Or have overlooked it.
I don't think there was any action.
No, we didn't take any action. It was just going to be a payroll change.
I thought there was going to be a change, though.
I don't believe there was. We'd have to listen back to it, but I understood
it was not a payroll change.
Today. It was not done. Y'all said just let it go, I thought.
Until the budget year?
I thought so. You may have to listen back.
I think the motion failed.
Yes.
It stayed the same, and what we might have been discussed is just in this payroll changes, it was going to be taken care of. It just being payroll changes this time.
But it was going to be changed this time.
We didn't say it was, but I thought it was kind of an understanding that we would.
Okay, so she's still being paid out of the county extension agent's budget to do nothing then? She's not answering the phone any longer, is she?
I'm not answering.
Correct.
Okay, she's not making any copies any longer. The walk-in visitors are being directed out of that office, so I don't see how we can continue to pay her that $200 pay period, or $100 pay period. I'm sorry.
Payroll changes this time.
I agree.
I don't think it was discussed. I mean, y'all discussed it, but I don't think any action was taken on it. I'm aware of that. Yeah, I remember.
There was a motion to move the phones and take the money away, and that failed. And then there was a motion just to move the phones, and that passed.
That's all I have in the official. Okay.
But I mean, this is payroll changes. If you want to discuss it,
well, I think that it's not in these minutes here, but I think our discussion at that point in time was. It was not going to be fair to take the money away from her, since it had not been discussed. Like whether, and my argument was, I believe that if it was on the agenda to take the job away, she should understand that she was not going to get the money either. Whatever.
Okay.
And so,
I do remember you saying that.
But I don't think there was any action though on that, because I didn't make a note of it, and I would have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I did talk with Ms. Ruth and. She understands that the money went with the duties.
Okay.
So we need to put that on the payroll changes the next time?
No, we, item B is payroll changes, so you can make the motion now if you want to.
To add that to the report that we've got here?
Yes.
I won't add it to this report.
Will it take effect?
Yes, because you got paid for this one, yes.
Once we approve payroll, should be paid for this one. So.
What you've got in front of you, I can't add to that what you've already got. I mean, you can do it through this and it'll show the next one that was effective. That's the best way I can do that.
Okay, then I'll make the motion to accept the payroll change report with the addition of removing the salary from Ms. Whiteside on the money she's receiving from the county extension agent's office. To reflect on the next one.
So is there going to be any motion to give her money for taking on indigent health care?
That's all my motion right now.
The motion by Commissioner Crittenden, seconded by Commissioner Hefner, is to remove the pay from Ms. Whiteside that she was receiving for from the extension office to answer their phones. Those in favor?
Aye.
Did you vote?
Aye.
Right. Those opposed? It passes. Did you have in there to accept payroll too? Did we already vote on that?
No. Yep. That was just payroll change.
Oh, that's a change. Now, right, just a change.
Could I ask a question? If y'all are going to do and change her to have payment for indigent care, are y'all going to act on that also now, or are we going to come back up with this next week?
Indigent health care has not been discussed at this meeting.
It's payroll.
Where would the money come from?
Yes.
I think if anything, that would be addressed at budget time.
At budget time.
Okay.
Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved.
Judge, would y'all like for me to do a payroll sheet like that, or just what y'all took in action be enough?
If you want to get a sheet, I'll, yeah.
Okay.
I'll sign it.
Bless you. Only James.
That was a red face. You can tell they did it.
Did the payroll change, did everybody vote, or did anybody
abstain?
Mr. Crabtree abstain. Item D are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved.
Do you do anything at once there?
Item E are the accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Hefner to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F for the auditor's reports.
Move to approve the auditor's report.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the auditor's reports. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Don't I have it?
No, that's jury pay. It just goes for record. The law says I can pay those without charge.
Oh, jury. Elections where I have.
It had jury.
Item G is recording the survey of Upshur County school land easement with copy of bill, the certificate of liability insurance for Calthan Cattle Company LLC, and the lease of Upshur County school land in Throckmorton and Baylor County, Texas.
Judge, I asked for the recording of the survey to be placed on the agenda this time. Do we know, I guess that is completed, right?
Yes.
And what do we end up getting on that? I mean, how wide's the survey and how long? That one's about 200 yards long, I believe. And do you know what the width of it is?
The
right-of-way width?
20 feet.
20 feet from the center?
No, it's 30 feet.
30 feet.
It's 30 feet.
30 feet easement.
From the center or total? Is that a 30-foot wide? Ed, from the
center line of a 30-foot road easement. So that's 30 foot total.
It's 30 feet.
So one of them is just that short one over there, and then the other one runs long ways, right?
Yeah, it runs a couple miles, I think. Okay, and the total bill on that was $1,800, what he charges?
Yes.
Do you need a motion to record all that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll move to record the survey of Upshur County school land easement with a copy of the bill. For the easement. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's it. What about the rest of the stuff?
Isn't that it, though?
Well, there's the lease and then the certificate of insurance.
Okay. You want me to read all that out? Okay.
You can just motion to record those instruments.
Judge, can we vote on this separately?
Sure.
I can't see it.
Now, the reason I'm asking that is because I voted against the lease the last time, and if I vote for what I've got on the agenda, I'm going to be voting for what I voted against the last time.
Well, no, you're not, but that's all right.
You're just voting for the court.
Is there a second to Commissioner Hefner's motion? All right, the motion and the second by Commissioner Hefner, second by Commissioner Spencer, is to record the easement survey with the bill. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded. Is there a motion on the certificate of liability insurance?
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record the certificate of liability insurance from Calthan. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded.
Move to record the lease of Upshur County school land.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to record the lease of the Upshur County school land. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Shall I put those all on the record? Item H are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve an interlocal agreement between Upshur County and Gilmer ISD for the Sheriff's Department to provide campus security. And this is a this interlocal agreement hasn't been renewed in a while, and it needs to be renewed to reflect the correct amount that we're at.
Is it
what is the change
that we're providing? And
Is it down or up?
It's up about 70-something thousand dollars.
Motion to approve and record.
Second.
What was the purpose of the increase?
More options?
Yeah, because we provide three options instead of one.
But we get reimbursed from the schools for it.
Right.
It's reimbursed. It's money in and out.
They pay them all year, and then we get to use them.
Yeah, they pay. It's an interlocal where we furnish them, we pay them, and then they reimburse us.
Total salary and match.
Two officers work through the end of school year, and work for the sheriff's office. One of them is on full time.
We pay retirement for their health insurance. So who made the motion?
I did.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve and the interlocal agreement. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
You want to sign it?
No, because we've got to get it executed first. Yeah. Item five is to discuss and take action to place the Upshur County Fire Marshal under the supervision of the Commissioner's Court.
This is an item I had placed on the agenda. The way it is now, we're over the fire marshal's budget. We fund him. And then part of his duties are under the sheriff, and a part of his duties under you, Judge, or the court.
Under me, but we've all been doing it.
Okay. And I just felt like since we're funding it, and it'll be good for him to be placed under us, and then also he could just answer to one entity and not have to worry about two different people. So I'll move to place the Upshur County Fire Marshal under the supervision of the Commissioner's Court.
So it's your reasoning is totally because right now you say he has two bosses?
Yes, sir.
He has the judge and the sheriff.
Yes, sir. And then we're funding the office.
We fund the whole county, so.
Yeah, I understand
you
that.
You know, that's irrelevant.
No, it isn't, because.
We fund the sheriff and the attorney also, so.
But they're elected officials.
But when he needed a vehicle a few months back, whatever, he had to wait for several months, and there was some problem there. Whereas if he was able to come straight to us to get that vehicle, it would have been a lot simpler, I believe. As being told, but it's my understanding that the request that was made on a couple agendas back or whatever, that we had requested a quarterly report. He's being told that he does not have to offer a quarterly report to the Commissioner's Court, that he answers strictly to the sheriff. So it's going to make it a lot simpler for Mr. Steelman to understand who he actually reports to if we put him under one authority instead of two.
Mr. Steelman knows who hired him. I don't think it would be any easier for him to understand who he reports to, but when he interviewed for the job, he knows who he interviewed with.
Cole, do you have a full list of his duties? Have you ever gotten one of everything he does?
We've talked about it verbally.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you some of the stuff he does, because there has to be some education on it, and it has to do with all of the grants, and he has worked very well on the grant for the fires that we had.
Well, and
he does that, and
I know that,
that thing is this tall that he has worked on.
Well, the way it looks now is we fund him, and he is under the understanding, and I listened, read the minutes from when that office was created. He's funded by us, but he answers to the sheriff, and he's in a bad spot. I mean, he's got two bosses. He's got one funding him and one telling him he's answering to a different one, and that don't make any sense.
You're not going to get around that with one position in that job, okay? If the emergency management, no, hear me out. Emergency management falls under the county judge.
Right.
You know. We can shift the duties if the judge chooses to, but those are the duties that fall on the county judge.
Right.
So if he's doing his fire marshal duty and he's working for the commissioner's court, he's still gonna have two bosses.
How's that? Oh, well.
Because when the train derails, it's the county judge's ultimate responsibility.
But he won't, he won't be answering.
If things take place on the emergency management scene that the judge doesn't like, then it's his authority, not the commissioner's court.
You're saying it's set up the way it should be right now?
I'm telling you that without separating those duties to two different people, you're not going to have one authority that's over.
But he will be answering for his duties to the same people that are funding him, funding the office. Is the EO, is the measurement, emergency management coordinator, is that a paid position usually, or is it?
Yes.
It was, but it's in our case.
I think when Mr. Mandrager handled it, he didn't. Did we pay him a little bit?
We did.
Paid him a little bit, wasn't very much.
Yeah, a small amount.
Well, I just know in carrying out any kind of job, business duties, when you're funded by one entity and an answer to a different one, it'd be a whole lot simpler just to have it all together.
See, simpler with more control to the commissioner's court.
It will be more control to the commissioner's court, yes. And I'm funding his budget, and I have to answer to these citizens for that money, but yet I have no say over what's happening.
You don't have any say what happens in 9/10 of the budget that you fund?
That's correct, because most of it is under elected officials.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're on a power trip, you want to control the fire marshal. You're wanting to create more government. Right now, the sheriff has an employee.
No, the commissioner's court has an employee.
No, the sheriff has
Who's
an employee.
Who's over his budget?
The sheriff.
Who is over? The sheriff is over his budget.
The sheriff, he works for the sheriff. If he works for the sheriff, then who's in charge?
My motion's on the table. This is not a power trip, Commissioner Crabtree.
Well, what else is
that
it?
I mean,
what else is it?
I just told you what it is. I just explained.
Unless you separate the responsibilities, you're still going to have two bosses.
He'll at least be answering to. So, what's your reason for not doing it?
Separate the responsibilities.
That's creating more government because you got to have a different person. This is not creating more government.
It's creating a bureaucrat. Right now, he has a boss.
It's creating a bureaucrat.
It's creating
no, right
a
now,
bureaucrat.
He has two bosses. Because
two bosses is better than five most of the time.
He has, well, then in that case, he has six. If you want to look at it that way. The court is one.
Is there a second?
What was your motion?
To place him under our supervision.
I'll second your motion.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to place the fire marshal under the supervision of the Commissioner's Court. Those in favor?
Aye.
You vote?
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining?
Yes.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Passes 2-1. I want to clarify something Commissioner Crabtree said. When the train derails, it's ultimately the county judge's responsibility. It's the county judge's responsibility for the emergency management, not for the train derail.
Move to adjourn.
Those in favor? We're adjourned.
You didn't make the train derail.